Today's shir is Masechta Chagiga Daf Gimel. We will begin at Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the fourth line. At the end of our previous shir, the Gemara taught us that somebody who's medaber v'ena shemeya, somebody who has the ability to speak but not hear, or shemeya v'ena medaber, he has the ability to hear and not speak. Such an individual, we had learned, is potter and bringing an oilus re'iyah on Yontif, but it's chayiv to bring in chayiv and simcha. And ask the Gemara, Maishna, why is that? Why does the halacha differentiate l'nyariya as far as the carbon, the p'tiri, or Maishna l'inyan simcha? Why, as far as the carbon, why as far as the oilus riyah is he potter, and why for as far as the shami simcha the chayiv? Says the Gemara, l'nyariya, and the fact that the chayiv in Riyah, Gama Riyah Mihakal. We learn from Hakal. The Ksiv, Hakal as a Noshva, Noshva, Taf. The halacha is that there's a mitzvah same in a Torah to gather together all of Klal Yisrael at the eighth year, the year after Shemitah, on Chag HaSukkos, on the second night, they would gather together and the king would read for them as they were all assembled in the Azara some of the Parshias and say the Devarim to encourage them and strengthen them in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The Ksiv and the Pasuk regarding this mitzvah says, Hakal Sa'ama Anosh V'Ataf, and Pasuk continues saying, V'voi Kol Yisrael Liras Pnei Hashem Alekechon. So the Pasuk connects this Pasuk, this Chiv of Hakil, to the Chiv of Riya with Gzeri Shavu. And just like explains the Gemara in a moment, we will learn these individual, a Shemei Vein Medaber, a Medaber Vein Shemaya, are exempt from Hakel. That's why they're also exempt from Riya. Ask the Gemara of Ahasim and Olan, and how do we indeed know that that's the halacha by Hakel, that such individuals, Shemei Vein Medaber, Medaber Vein Shemaya, are exempt from Hakel? The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, L'man yishmu u'l'man yilmadu. The purpose of the hakel is l'man yishmu u'l'man yilmadu. V'tanya, l'man yishmu, prat l'madabe v'en shemeya. A person who unfortunately cannot hear is exempt from hakel because he's an individual that ain't a shemeya. U'l'man yilmadu, prat l'shemeya v'en madabe. From that pasuk we learn that a person who could hear but not speak is also exempt. Says the Gemara, is that true? The member of the Chila Mishtoyla Megaber, that if somebody who unfortunately is not able to speak is also not able to learn, Vahanitre Ilmi, ask the Gemara, there were two people who were Ilmim, and as we explained at the end of yesterday's shir, the definition of an Ilim is an individual who could speak, who could not speak but can hear. And there were these two students that were like that, that were b'shvuos of Rebbe, that lived in the neighborhood of Rebbe, b'nei b'artid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gutta. They were the grandchildren of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gutta, v'amalei, and some say b'nei achsid Rabbi Yochanan. They were nephews of Rabbi Yochanan. They call Amos the havel ayil Rebbe l'medrasha, that whenever Rebbe would enter the yeshiva, have a ayil of yasvi kamei, and they would sit in front of him, and they would nod their heads, and they would move the lifts, and Rebbe davened for them, vitzu, and they became healthy, Baruch Hashem, and it was discovered that these individuals, David Gemiri, that they were such big Talmid Chachomim, that they knew Hilchas, all the Mishnayis, the Sefra, the Sefri, the Kula Shas. So we see that such individuals are able to learn. And not only that, the Sefer Eni Yitzchak explains that the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe himself says, Hai, the Mechadidna Mechavroi, this that I am a bigger Talmud Chochem than my colleagues, is because the Chazisi Rebbe Mechorei, because I saw Rebbe, they saw Rameya from his back. V'imol Chazisi Mechamei, had I had the schus to see him from the front, Chavim Mechadidna Tfei. So we see that there is a point to sit in front of the Rebbe. And that's why, explains the Mashal, these two individuals particularly sat in front of Rebbe because they wanted to learn from Rebbe They wanted to learn from Rebbe. And the way one could succeed in learning best from a Rebbe is by sitting in front of him and watching all of his facial expressions as he teaches. So we see that there were big Talmid Chachamim, even though they weren't able to speak. Amar Mazutra, Sir Mazutra explains, indeed, a person who could speak and not hear is hear and not speak is certainly able to become a great Talmud Chacham, as we learn in this Gemara. But what is here, what the point of this Gemara here is that the Pasuk says, Leman Yilmadu. But we know there are no Nekudas in the Torah. And since there are no Nekudas in the Torah, we express it, we pronounce it, Leman Yilamadeu. They should be able to teach. And these people who unfortunately weren't able to speak are not in the category that they could teach. And anyone who is not able to teach is not obligated in the midst of Halkeh. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says that Vadai Leman Yilmeiduhu, that of course the way to explain that pasuk means Leman Yilmeidu. The Salkadatach Leman Yilmeidu, if you're going to say that the way to pronounce the word is Lamal Yilmadu, Kivin Delay Mishtar Loi Gomar, since he can't speak, he can't learn, Kivin Delay Shama Loi Gomar, and you can't say it's talking about somebody who can't hear, because somebody who can't hear, we already learned Milan Yishmu, that he can't hear, and that's why he's exempt. Ella, how do we understand the Pasuk? Laman Yilmadu. And the Pasuk's teaching us that somebody who can't teach, such a person is not obligated in the midst of Hakel. However, the question that the Achroinim discuss is, what is the halacha regarding Kriyas HaTorah? Can an individual who could speak and not hear be such an individual could be a Baal Kairi? I sort of, the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak says that it may be, as far as Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah is concerned, such an individual may be a Baal Kairi. Because by Hakel, he says, there's a specific issue of teaching. And only certain individuals are capable of teaching. Not everyone is capable of teaching. However, when it comes to learning, so that's why he can't be part of Hakel. But when it comes to the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv that we all have a chiyuv to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, the halacha may be very different, and he may be qualified to be a Baal Kairi. Amrav Timcha. Amrav Cheresh Be'azna Achas. If somebody who's deaf in one ear is also part of an Ariya, he's exempt from Riyah. Shenema, because the Pasuk and the Parashas of Hakel says, V'tikras HaTorah Azois Neged Yisrael Ba'aznehem. Since the Pasuk uses the word as Nehem, so it has to be an individual who could hear both ears. And as we're discussing in our shir, we're learning the halachas of Oilus Ria from the halachas of Hakel. So just like in Hakel, somebody who can't hear in both ears is exempt from Hakel, so too will be the halacha, somebody who can't hear in both ears is exempt from Ria. But ask the Gemara, V'hai Bazneim, but this Pasuk of Azneim is needed for a different purpose. Mibayle, we need to teach us Bazneim the Kula Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael have to participate in the midst of Hakel. So it's not available to teach us that only a person that can hear in both ears is Mechuyiv in Hakel. Answers the Gemara, the Halacha, that all of Klal Yisrael has to participate in the Hakel, Menega Kol Yisrael Nafka. We learn from the words of Menega Kol Yisrael. And that's why Ozneim is available for that limud. Ask the Gemara, however, even Menega Kol Yisrael, if we were relying only on the Pasuk of Menega Yisrael, Havamina Afgav Deloy Shamia. As long as they showed up, that would be enough. Kosov Rachmana, that's why the Torah had to write the word Bazneim, Vudashami, that not just it's enough that they should show up, that they actually have to hear the Melech reading from Sefer Torah. Answers the Gemara, Hahu, Melman Yishmu Nafku. That we can learn from the word Leman Yishmu, that they have to actually hear. And therefore, this Pasuk Bazneim is here to teach us that only an individual who hears with both ears is Mechuyiv and Hakel, and taking it to our Gemara is also Mechuyiv and Riyah. Any other individual will not be chayiv. Amrav Tanchum. Chige baragel achas. If somebody can't walk with one of his feet, potter min aria. He's potter from Riyah. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Sholosh regalim techaigli b'shana. And from that pasuk, we learn that somebody could only walk, only someone who could walk with regalim, both feet, is chayiv in Riyah, otherwise not. Ask the Gemara, v'ha regalim b'boile, but we need this for a different limud. B'boile, prat l'balikabin. Somebody who rachman l'tzlan is missing a leg, and they make him kabin, a prosthetic, which is a piece of wood, which is filled with soft material, and that's put into the place where he's missing a leg. So the Gemara's question is, how can we say that the purpose of the pasuk is to teach us that if a person is missing one leg, he's potter? The pasuk is coming to teach us that a balikavim is potter. Answers the Gemara, hahu, that a balikavim, that somebody who's wearing this prosthetic is potter from Aliyah L'Regel, that we learn from the word pa'amim. The pasuk says, Sholosh pa'am b'shana yirah gal zechurcha, the Tanya, and explains the Gemara, the Brice that teaches us. The pasuk says, pa'amim, ein pa'amim, the word pa'amim refers to the reglayim. V'chein hu oimer, and so indeed does the pasuk say, termasna regal ragli ani pa'amei dalim. V'oimer, and the pasuk says, mayofa pa'amayich b'nolim basnadiv. So we see that pa'amim refers to walking, and from here we learn that somebody who can't walk is exempt from balikabim, is exempt from alila regal. So since the Gemara mentioned this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the Gemara speaks about it, especially since it reflects the halachas, the alila regal. And says the Gemara, Darsh Rav Maidik Siv, Mayofa Pamayich bin Olim Bas Nodiv, Kam Noam Reglaim Shal Yisrael, how beautiful are the leg of Klai Yisrael, B'shar Sh'ayim L'Regel, as Klai Yisrael go up to be Oil L'Regel. That, so we see, going back to an issue that we discussed in our previous year, says the Rebbeinu B'chaya, that we see that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is not just that somebody should be in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara on Yontif, but there's a mitzvah to act, the part of the mitzvah, the actual traveling to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tovim. And therefore, as we explained in yesterday's shir, there would be a mitzvah to particularly walk to be Oil HaRegel. The Chazon Ish, however, says, and we discussed this yesterday as well, that somebody walks and somebody can't walk, he could go on a donkey. We also discussed in our previous year that maybe traveling to Yerushalayim could be done by horse or donkey or car, and then once one is in Yerushalayim, walking to the Beis HaMikdash should be done by walking. The final part should be done by walking. The Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman in the Sefer Yalas HaShachar explains that when Klai Yisrael entered the Beis HaMikdash by the Sholosh Regalim, what happened was they were inspired to a high level of Kedusha. Says the Pasuk, Mayofu Pamayich, that when Klai Yisrael went up to be Oil HaRegel, that inspiration that they received in the Beis HaMikdash remained with them when even though we're wearing the shoes. That means when they're in the Beis HaMikdash, when they're Azara, we know that halacha is that one is not allowed to wear shoes. What the Gemara is teaching us here is that when they went to Beis HaMikdash, they were so inspired that even when they took off their shoes, because when they were going back home and they were outside the Azara, they were obviously allowed to wear shoes. But the Pasuk is teaching us that the shoes, when they put back on their shoes, they would put them back on and still remain inspired from when they were up in the Beis HaMikdash. It continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Bas Nodiv. Who is the Bas Nodiv? Bas Nodiv means somebody who devoted, donated. Bito Shel Avram Avinu. We are the children of Avraham Avinu, Shenikru Nodav. Avraham Avinu was called a Nodav, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim. The Divei Amim Nasafu Amalekei Avraham. The Gerim, the converts that joined Klai Yisrael, who are the Amalekei Avraham. And the Pasuk indicates that they're Alekei Avraham, V'loy Alekei Yitzchak of Yaakov. Ella, they are the descendants of Avraham, Shotchil Gerim. Avraham Avinu is considered a Nadav because he was the first Ger. And as Rashi explains, Avraham Avinu was the first person who recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, all of the Gerim and future generations who also come close to Avraham Avinu are the people that are considered Bitei Shel Avraham Avinu. Similar pshat, the Mashal says, that Avraham Avinu, we know, was the one that came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brought a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, here too, the people who are coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing Kabbanis, the game that bring Kabbanis, are considered the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Devin Yisrael explains that Avraham Avinu was the first one who was ready to move away from his family to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too was the Geirim. The Elishur explains, so what does Geirim have to be with Nadav, with Nadava? So explains the Elishur, what was special about Avraham Avinu is that he drew himself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only did he draw himself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did it without any expectation of reward. He did it l'shem Shemayim. And so too, when Mashiach comes, he's going to gather all of those Geirim who came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any expectation. What they do is that they do it l'shem Shemayim. The Parashas Drachim explains from here that Avraham Avinu was the first one that drew himself away from being a Ben Noach. He claims there's a discussion at what point the Klal Yisrael get the status of being Bnei Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu was the first one that was called a member of Klal Yisrael, and so too all these other individuals are people who are in that category who draw themselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be close to Hashem, to be part of Klal Yisrael, and no longer be part of the Bnei Noach. I saw that the Sefer Beis Halachmi explains this Gemara, that what is a Nadava? Nadava is somebody who donates money. A person, many times, it's hard for him to separate himself from his money. But he does what is supposed to be done, and he gives a donation where he's supposed to give a donation, even though it's not necessarily easy. So too, when a person is a ger, if we look at Avraham Avinu, it would have been so much easier for Avraham Avinu to remain where he was with his family and continue the life that he was experiencing. But just like the person who's prepared to separate himself from his money to do what's right, so too the person, Avraham Avinu, separated himself to do what's right, and so too all Geirim who separate themselves to do what's right are considered Bas Nodiv, the descendants of Avraham Avinu. So continues the Gemara. The Gemara continues bringing drushes in his name, even though they're not actually connected to what we're learning. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nosson Bar Minyuni, Mishum Rav Tamchum. Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says that regarding the pit in which Yosef HaTzadik was thrown, the Pasuk says, V'abar reik, ein bei mayim. So ask the Gemara, Mimashim Shanema B'abar reik, once the Pasuk says that it was an empty pit, ein yideish ein bei mayim, obviously there was no water in it. Elmaim Einboy, to teach us there was no water in that pit, Avil Nechosh V'akrabim Yeshboy, there were Nechoshim V'akrabim. So I saw that the Sefer Aruch Yisharm explains that the Torah is called Mayim. And somebody who's an Amoritz that doesn't learn Torah is an individual who doesn't have Mayim. So he says that Habar Reik, that a person who doesn't learn Torah, not only is there no water, not only is he devoid of the Torah, if somebody doesn't have Torah, then what he's left with is just Nechoshim V'akrabim. He's just left with the Yetzer Hara. There's nothing in the middle. You're either a Talmud Chacham and you're a great individual, or it's just the other way. But it's not just that I didn't learn, but I'm still a good person. Tan Rabbanim. So since we're speaking about Hakel, the Gemara delves into that parasha. Mimasa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiku, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, Shochel Hagbol Pnei Yeshua b'Bekiyim. On Yontiv, there's a chiyuv l'Hagbol Pnei Rabbi b'Ragel. In fact, the question is, why does that halacha not apply b'zman hazeh as well? And some explain that the chiyuv lahagbal pnei rabbi beregel is only when we have a chiyuv, as we're learning in our masechta, of aliyah leregel. But when we live in a time, as unfortunately we're living, where we're not able to go to the Beis HaMikdash, so then we're not chayiv in aliyah leregel. However, the Beis Yisrael explains that the chiyuv of lahagbal pnei rabbi beregel is very much connected to the chiyuv that we're learning about hakel. Yontov is a time for people to strengthen themselves, to become stronger in their avodas Hashem. And the way somebody can become stronger in his avodas Hashem is by lahagbal pnei rabbi beregel, by going to visit the Rebbe and hearing Divrei Torah and discussing Yerushalayim and growing that way from the Rebbe. So they went on Yontif Shalchu lahagbal pnei Yeshua b'kiyin. Amalei, so Yeshua asked them, Machi d'shoi b'beis ha-medrash ayoyim. What did they learn today? What did you learn new today in Beis HaMedrash? Amalei tamitcha anu. We are your talmidim. Omei mecha anishoisim, and we learn Torah from you. And therefore, it is inappropriate for us to say. And as the Oyel Moshe explains, they had a double point. Number one, because we have nothing really to say. And moreover, even if we had something to say, how could we speak? It's not respectful to speak in front of our Rebbe. Amalhem, Abakeni Efshel Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. There's something must have been taught in the yeshiva today. Tell me what was taught in the yeshiva. Says the Gemara Shabbos Shalmi Hoysa, as we remember, the Gemara Masech the Brachas of Chav Zayinam Abayis teaches us that in the time when Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was in dispute with Rabbi Shua. And because of that, the Chazal felt that he did not treat Rabbi Shua with the proper respect, and they removed him from his position, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. After Gamliel and Rabbi Shua came to terms, they wanted to reappoint Rabbi Gamliel to his position. However, there was a concern because they had already appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what they made up was that for three Shabbos of every month, Rabbi Gamliel would speak, and on the fourth Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would speak. And here, what Rabbi Shua was asking them was, I want to know whose turn was it to speak this Shabbos. Because as we learned, the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Tezvav HaManalev teaches us, Kol Oymer Davar B'Shem Oymrei, if you say something in the name of whom you heard it, Mevi Gula Loilam. So it's important to me to hear from you who is the individual that spoke that day, who said the drasha. So they told him, Shabbos Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hoysa. It was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn. And he asked them, Ma Hoysa Agoda Yoim, every drasha had, says the Chassam Sofer, a part that was halacha and a part was agadita. So he said, what was that agadita part of today's drasha? Amloi, he spoke about Pashas Hakel, Ma Darshba. So he asked, what was his drasha? So he said, the pasuk says, Hakel Am Hanashim Hanashim Metaf. And the question was, Im Hanashim Boy Lilmoid, if men come to learn Torah, Vinashim Boyis Lishmoya, and women come to hear what they have to do, how to fulfill the mitzvahs. Because even if there's no chiv for women to learn Torah, women are certainly obligated to know what they're obligated to do and how to fulfill the mitzvahs. But the question, taf, these young children that don't have the ability yet to comprehend, why lamabayim? And the answer is, kedei litein schar melevim, to give schar to those that bring them, even though they won't gain that much. And in fact, the Meiri says that the pasuk is telling us that even children who are below the age of chinuch are mechuyif to come. However, the Ramban says that even though young children who are very young and not mechuyif and chinuch have to come, as we're learning now for hakel, still he suggests, the Ramban says, very young children don't have to come. They have to be at least somewhat grown up. The Aruch Chaim disagrees, and he says that any child had to be brought, And in fact, the Miches Chinuch says that as soon as the child is no longer a Nefil, we know that the child of a Nefil is when a child is 30 days old. As soon as the child is no longer 30 days old, they had to bring them to the mitzvah of Hakel. So Chasam Sofer explains the Gemara as follows. He says, if men come to learn, so if they bring the children with them, so they're going to disturb them from learning. So the question that the Gemara is asking is not why you brought the children. You brought the children because what are you going to do with the children? If everybody's showing up with Hakel, what else is there to do with the children? But the question, says the Chasam Sofer, that they asked was maybe specifically don't bring the little children. Because you're going to bring the little children, they're going to disturb you from learning. And says the Gemara, as much as the little children may be indeed somebody that will disturb them from learning, but the value of bringing children to shul, the value of showing children what their parents are doing, that their parents are involved in learning, outweigh that what the children disturb them. And in fact, Tosfos says from here, this is the makar for the minig, that we bring young children to shul, even though they're really not able to properly daven. Amalehem. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Magol is toivus hoisav yatchem. You had this wonderful dvar Torah, ubikashtem avdam emeni." And I saw that the reason Rabbi Yeshua was particularly fond of this drasha, because the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, and Masechet Yevamos teaches us that when Rabbi Yeshua was yet a young child, his mother would bring him in his crib, in his carriage, to the Beis Medrash to hear the divrei Torah. So Rabbi Yeshua was always wondering, from where did his mother learn that that's the proper way to behave, to bring this little child to Beis Medrash? And now he said, I understand it from this Gemara, that one is supposed to bring the child to the Beis Medrash. Tosfos, the Gemara here says that the women appended Hakel to hear, but not to learn. So the question is, Are women mechuyev in learning? And the question is relevant. Do women make the Birchas HaTorah? So the Smak says the women are required to say Birchas HaTorah because even though they're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, as we said before, the mechuyev to study the mitzvahs to know how to fulfill those mitzvahs. And therefore, they should say Birchas HaTorah. The Taz, quoting the Rambam, differentiates between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Ksav. He says, by Hakel, as we said earlier, they read from Sayyidah Devarim. Sayyidah Devarim is Torah Shebal Ksav. Women are certainly obligated to learn Torah Shebal Ksav. The Chafetz Chaim goes a step further. The Chafetz Chaim says that in earlier generations, where people were much more connected to the home, women were connected to their homes, they were connected to their mothers and their grandmothers, and they were able to absorb whatever they needed to learn from that home environment. However, the Chafetz Chaim says this already in his time, where people and girls and everyone are so much more influenced by outside people, by outside influences. Therefore, said the Chafetz Chaim, girls should be taught Torah. And therefore, we teach our daughters Torah nowadays because that's the way we could be confident that they will be able to continue growing and doing what they're supposed to do. And of course, be the mothers and parents of Klal Yisrael that will teach us what is the right way to live. I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Sofer Smachos that what is the purpose of Hakel? The purpose of Hakel was that just like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara Masechta Bracha says that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, unlike Rabbi Gamliel, who put guards at the doors of the Beis HaMedrash and said only someone who's Toiche Kabaroi, somebody who's truly sincere, should come to learn, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah opened the Beis HaMedrash for everyone. So what was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying? That everybody has a place in the Beis Medrash. Everybody should come learn. And where did he say that? He saw it from the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah of Hakel, as we just learned, teaches us that even people who are not obligated to learn should participate in the learning. Why should they participate? Why should they participate in the learning? Because that makes that everybody's learning is better when we're learning in such an environment. Here too, that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught them. My whole shita, my whole philosophy, is to open the doors of the Beis Medrash that everybody should have an opportunity to learn. I saw that the Sefer Imrei Esh from the Majid Tzereba explains Taf Lamabayim Kidei Litein Schamil Veim. He says that the pasuk says in Mishlei Chanoich Lanar Pidarkoi Gam Kiyaskin Lo Yosrim Menu. If a father teaches a child how to learn, then even when the child becomes an adult, Gam Kiyaskin, when he becomes older, Lo Yosrim Menu. And that's pshat in our Gemara, he says, of Litein Tzchar Lemivayim. Litein Tzchar Lemivayim means that even if you bring your child to the Beis HaMedrash, you bring your child to yeshiva, and he doesn't understand anything yet, but because you're accustomed to him, you taught him that where does a Jew go? Where does a Jew belong? In the Beis HaMedrash. So then even when he becomes older, when he will become older, he will still remain in that fashion, connected to the Torah, connected to Yerushalayim. And that's why you should bring the child, even at this young age, when he's not yet able really to understand everything that's being taught in the yeshiva. And that's why we learn here that bring children to Beis HaMedrash, even though they may not be able to understand. However, the Mishnah Berurah discourages bringing young children to shul if they make noise or run wildly and disturb the other people to daven. He says, as much as there's an obligation, as we're learning from our Gemara, to bring children to shul, but it's only under the circumstances where, when the child is not going to serve as a way of disturbing people. If the children are going to disturb other people from being able to daven and learn, then we should perhaps not bring them. Boy Dorish, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said another drasha. As a Shem Hamarta Hayoyim, Lias L'chol Alakim, Vashem Hamarcha Hayoyim, Lias L'am Segula. Omlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Atem Esesuni Chativa Aks B'Olam, you have said that I am one in the world. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you singled me out, and I single you out. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you are different from everyone else. The Klal Yisrael is different from everyone else. And we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is different than everyone else. Atam asisim chativa achs ba'olam d'ksiv. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ani eschem chativa achs ba'olam. Shenemar omika amch Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. V'af hu pasach v'darish. After Rabbi Yeshua heard these wonderful Divrei Torah, he began a drasha. And he said, Divrei Chachamim, the pasuk says in Koheles, Divrei Chachamim, Kedarvoinois, Ukamasmoiris, Naturim, Baali, Asufis, Nitna, Meroim, Echad. Lama Nishal Divrei Torah, Darvin. Why Divrei Torah compared to a Darvin? That it's a piece of material, it's a type of a piece of equipment that's put on the head of the animal when it does plowing, that it should make sure it should stay in the proper lane and it shouldn't go out of the proper lane as it's doing the plowing. Loimeloch, to teach us. Ma davin zeh, mechavin es parlo tamel, it makes sure that the animal walks properly in the furrows that it's plowing. Loitzi chayim loilam, and like that things will be able to grow and bring life to the world. After retire, mechavin es lamdeilam b'derik emisal d'ver chayim. The Divrei Torah, that we learn Torah, is what brings life to us. E, Madarvaza Metaltalin, just like a Darvin can be moved from one place to another place, which would suggest every Divrei Torah Metaltalin, Divrei Torah don't remain the same forever. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, Kamasmeris, they're like firm nails that remain firm in their place forever. So there are many pshatim that the Rishonim and Achronim give in this comparison of the Darvin to the Divrei Torah. Posh pshat is that the Darvin makes sure that the animal goes in a straight line, and that's where it's going to be able to produce fruit and vegetables and produce. So too, the Torah, different studies could cause a person to veer from the straight and narrow path. Divrei Torah makes sure, prepares not only develop us, but they develop us to do what we're supposed to do. And as the Mashal takes this a step further, he says, a person left to his own devices would maybe not always behave and act as he's supposed to act. And the results could be very serious, very detrimental. But a person who learns the Torah, such an individual is guaranteed that he will succeed in doing what and being the type of person that he's supposed to be. Another pshat is that the Torah, besides that the Torah teaches us how to live, the Torah also is what gives us life. A person who's connected to Torah gives us life. Eitz chaim hi l'machzikim bo. And therefore, the pasuk is comparing the retira to the starvin. The darvin produces nourishment from which we can live. So too, the darvin is. So too, the Torah saves us from machloikus. Another pshat that the Maral suggests that people think that they could change the Torah, they could modify the Torah according to the time, according to the style. So says the Gemara, that just like the Darvin keeps the animal on the straight and narrow path, and they remain committed to that one path, so too the Torah is teaching us that when a person learns Torah, he shouldn't start veering from the Derech HaTorah, but he should remain committed to that Derech HaTorah. He should remain learning Torah as the Darvin keeps the animal in that path, and not Chas V'Shalom in any other fashion. Says the Gemara, but if we would just compare the Torah to Mesamer, to a nail which is firm, Zeh Chaser V'lo Yaser. When we put a nail into the wall, it takes away from the wall. There's a hole. After the Torah, maybe we should consider that somebody who learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Chaserin V'lo Yaserin, will end up losing by learning Torah. They will not have time to make money because or amass a fortune. He's busy learning Torah. Tells us the pasuk, "Kemesmeris natuim manatia." Just like when something is planted, par barava, it constantly multiplies. After retira, learning Torah chas v'shalom doesn't cause us to lose anything. Learning Torah only causes us to grow. Just like the field grows, so too the Torah causes us to grow constantly in our avodas Hashem. Bali Asufis, the pasuk uses the words Bali Asufis. What do we learn from Bali Asufis? Elo tamid chacham shorish ma'asufis asufis. It refers to tamid chacham who sit in groups. Vayiskim b'Torah. And what happens when tamid chacham sit in groups? Halolim atarim, halolim atarim. You have different opinions. Somebody says Tamei, somebody else says Tor. Halol Oysim, Halol Matirim, somebody says also, somebody says Mutter. Halol Paisim, Halol Machshirim. Shema Yomer Adam. So when a person experiences this, he's going to say, Hey Chani Loimer Torah Ma'ata. How is it possible for me to learn Torah? Tamaloimer, we have to learn, remember, Kulam Nitnu Miraya Echad. We have to remember the Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kel Echad Nosnam, we received the Torah from one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Panasach and Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought the Torah to us. B'pi Adon Kalamas and Baruch Hu, the Ksiv V'yelad Abba Lekim is called Divar Me'elu. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that even though, as we spoke earlier, one should try to learn Torah in a group setting, and here we're learning that if you learn Torah in a group setting, it may be detrimental. On the contrary, but even if you learn Torah in the group settle in a group environment where there are different opinions, that's where you're going to grow. And the Maral takes this a step further. He says when people gather together, that it's inevitable there's going to be disagreement because that's we are all not the same. And since we are all not the same, it's inevitable that we're going to have different opinions. But tells the Gemara, even though it's inevitable that we're going to have different opinions. The debate that we debate as we learn Torah, that is what makes the Torah, that's what makes us grow in Torah. That makes us understand and delve into Torah. And that's why each one of us has our own opinion, each one of us has our own chelik, and together we grow. Make your ears like the keli in which they put the grain into grind, which is wide on top and narrow on the bottom. What does that mean? Knei l'chalev, maven, listen to all the opinions. L'shmai estivri metam, estivri metarim, pay attention to all the opinions. Estivri oisrim, estivri metirim, estivri poistim, estivri machshirim. Listen to all the opinions. Absorb all the opinions and then refine those opinions until you come out with the right opinion. B'loshin zeh amalhem, after they told him over what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told him, he said, "Ein adar yosim, a generation where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is living, ein adar yosim shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shor b'toychei." We have so much to learn from him. So we learned earlier in Amud Aleph that originally Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuken and Rabbi Elazar Chasma did not want to tell Rabbi Yeshua what they learned that day in the yeshiva, but asked the Gemara, "Why not? Why didn't they immediately tell them what they learned?" Answers the Gemara, "Mishamaisa Shahaya." The reason they were reluctant to tell them what they learned was because of Maisa Shahaya. And the Gemara will tell us the story, which speaks about the chiv of taking off Maiser in the Shemitah year in Amun Amoyev. We know when it comes to the obligation of a Trumas and Maisers, every year Truma Magdala has to be given to the Kayan. Every year, Maaser Rishon is given to the Levi. And in the first and second and fourth and fifth years, Maaser Sheni is given. Maaser Sheni is the 10% of what's left over, which is taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten there or redeemed. And the money is used to buy food in Yerushalayim. And in the third and the sixth year, we give Maaser Ani. Midaraisa, there is no Chiv, Trumas and Maaseris, only in Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal said that even the countries that are near Eretz Yisrael, there should be an obligation to take Trumas and Maaseris. But in those countries, there are no Shemitah. So in the Shemitah year, since all the produce during the Shemitah year is Hefker, there is no Chiv in Trumas and Maaseris. But in these countries where Shemitah doesn't apply, there's a Chiv to take off Maaser. But the question is, what Maaser should be taken? The Torah doesn't discuss what Maaser is done in the seventh year. So Chazal said that the people who live in Bavel, they should take Maaser Sheni. And the reason they said that they should take Maaser Sheni in the Shemitah year, because they wanted to encourage people from Bavel to continue being Oil L'Regel, to continue coming to Yerushalayim. And if, as we just said, Maaser Sheni is supposed to be consumed in Yerushalayim, so if they're going to take Maaser Sheni in that year, they're going to come to Yerushalayim. The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah said that the people who lived in Egypt, which were close to Eretz Yisrael, so they're not so concerned that they're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael, they should take Maaser Ani. Now the question was, what is the halacha in Amun Amoyev? And it's a machlokes tanoim and masecht yudayim perik dalam mishnah gimel. Rav Tafra and Yeshua say that you should take Maaser Ani, like Mitzrayim, like Egypt. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that we should take Maaser Sheni. Says the Gemara, based on all of this background, the Tanya, Maaser Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus, Shahol Alag will play Rabbi Elazar ben Lod. He went to visit his Rebbe Rabbi Elazar in Lod. Amalei Machid Shayoy beBeis Medrash Shayoyim. What did you learn new in Yeshiva today? Amalei Nimnu veGamru. There was a decision reached that Amun Moyev Maaser Maaser Ani B'Shnas Shviyas. That in Amun Moyev we take Maaser Ani in the Shviyas here. Amalei Yosi. So Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yosef, "Pshoit yedecho v'kabel einecho. I am decreeing that you should be blind." Pasha yad v'kibel einav. Bach Rabbi Elazar v'amar soid Hashem li reyav v'brisa la'idiyam. And he he knew already that it was Anzi Knesset Gdoila that it said it, and therefore he was upset as if he's saying his own chiddush. Amloi, leich v'emelhem al tuchosim neichem. And he said, I don't agree with your decision. Kach mekablanim b'rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, sheshamim rabbi v'rabim m'rabbi, hilchus l'moshe m'sinai, there's a loch l'moshe m'sinai, that amin amoyev masrin masa ani b'shvius, that they give maisa ani in the Shemitah. Ma tam, and what was that, the reason for it? Because habi krochim kosh olam mitzrayim, there were many places that were captured when Klai Yisrael came to Yisrael the first time, but not when they came to Yisrael the second time. And halacha is kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shata. What was made holy was sanctified at that time, like kitchel asalavai, the nicham, and those places were left that in the Shemitah year they should be able to take ma'is ani kedei shiyismuch aleim aniim b'shvius. And therefore, the halacha is these places that they should take my ma'aseh ani. And that's why he said, he made him blind, that for saying something which wasn't really his chiddush, it was already established much earlier. But says the Gemara, Tana, lachsh neshash v'data, after Rabbi Elazar calmed down from being upset at Rabbi Yossi for saying this as if it was a new chiddush, that Rabbi Yossi should be healed and he should be able to see again. Tana Rabbanan, we spoke about a shaita, part of Kol Mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Ezru shaita. What is the definition of a shaita? Hayotzi yechid b'layla. Somebody who goes out by himself by night. V'alom b'beis ha'kvaros. Or somebody who goes to sleep in a cemetery. V'makaris k'susay. Or somebody who just rips good clothing. Itmar. Rafuna Amar, Rafuna's opinion is that he's not considered in the category of a shaita, ache kulam bas achas, unless he does all of these types of things. Yochanan Amar, afilo achman, even if he did just one of them, he's considered a shaita. Ask the Gemara Hechidami, let's understand this. Ida avala derech shtos, if we see clearly that this person is acting in a non-mature fashion, and not in an irresponsible fashion, a fil chadanami, then even just one of these things should certainly put him into the category of a shaita. And on the other hand, if he's not doing it in such a fashion, then a fil kaminami loy. Why is he considered a shaita? Answers the Gemara, loy on the kav loy derech shtos. We see that he is acting this way because he's acting foolish. But still holds Rav Huna, just because he does one of the things doesn't make him into shaita. Because if we see he's lam basic forest, Ema, we could say that the reason he's doing that is kedei shetisha lav ruach tumah tekaved. He wants to be able to do kishif, and in order to successfully do kishif, you have to have a ruach tumah, which comes in a basic forest. Maybe he's very hot and he walked outdoors at night, even though one should not walk outdoors at night alone, because he needs to cool off. Maybe he's so engrossed in his thinking, he's not paying attention as he rips his begodim. However, even the Avna Nakula, but since he did all three of them, then Havelhu, it's clearly Kimi Shanaga Shar Chamav Gamal, just like we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem Masechta Baba Kama. If an animal damages three different types of animals, Nasamud L'Kol, so too this person. And as I saw Rav Chaim Briska said, we can maybe he did all three of these activities, but the Gemara just said that even if you do all three of these things, there may be explanation why you did all three of these things. So said Rav Chaim Brisker, at a certain point, we have to stop with the explanations. Yes, for each and every one of these situations, we could come up with an explanation. But if somebody who does all of these three things at the same time, such an individual, we can't anymore expect excuses for him. Amara Papa. Ishmila Rav Huna had a Tanya. If Rav Huna would have heard that, what we learned, Ezu Shaita Zeh Ma'avid, Kamash Naisim Lai, that if somebody loses what's given to him, he is in the category of a shaita, have a hadabe. Then from here we clearly see that even if you have only one simon of being a shaita, you're considered a shaita. But ask the Gemara, Ibailu, what did Rav Papa mean to say? Ki have a hadabe, does it mean, ke makar ksusa have a hadabe? And he would have said that If somebody rips his clothing, so he's similar to an individual who's ma'abed kamash and noisim loy, that's enough to make him a shaita. The ramulei, that is similar, and that's enough to make him a shaita. Or dim mekulav adabei, and he would have said that any simon is adequate to make him into a shaita. And the Gemara says that teku, the Gemara is not clear. So I saw that the Rishna explains, the Gemara says, Ezu Shaita, Hamamich Mash Noisenloi, that doesn't just mean somebody rips up his physical, something that he owns, and he ruins it. But we are all given, explained the Rishna, gifts and Ruchnius. And if somebody is given this bracha of Ruchnius, and he takes it and he wastes it, that is considered a Shaita, so somebody who's Ma'abed Mash Noisenloi. I saw the Chafetz Chaim explains that what is considered a shaita? A shaita is someone who wastes his time. There's nothing more precious that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us than time. And Ha-Ma'abed Ma'ashenoysim Loi, if somebody wastes his precious time, that is the individual who is considered a shaita.